Okay, so next thing you've got here is Aeolus and the Bag of Winds. I mean, we've all met a Bag of Winds, but maybe it's... Where were you going with this one then, Dom?
So Aeolus, the king of the island of Aeolia, and in order to ensure safe passage home for Odysseus and his men, Aeolus gave Odysseus a bag containing all of the winds, except for the gentle west wind. And this almost got Odysseus all the way home, but thinking that the bag contained treasure, they opened it and they were driven by all of the winds right the way back to where they originally came from. So this was getting sent in all sorts of different directions, that sort of stuff as well.
It's a sort of snakes and ladders scenario, isn't it? You get to square. They've got to square 99 and then they hit the snake.
That's quite a useful way of thinking about it as well.
Yeah. And how does that apply to your VR journey then? Is it like one step forward, two steps back kind of situations?
Again, this is, I'm going to use a particular app that I've actually used in teaching to recount this one. This was the closest analogy I could find. And they're all pretty tortured metaphors, but it's probably what you'd expect for something like this. So there's an app that was produced by the European Commission called Pollinator Park. And this is set in a Europe of 2050. When all pollinating insects have gone extinct, and these European scientists have recreated these houses, these sort of biomes for the pollinators that they managed to preserve. So, you know, you wander through this desolate landscape and suddenly you can go back to experiencing flowers and bees buzzing around and all this kind of stuff. And this was an opportunity that I got to experience 6 degrees of freedom. So I got to move around in here quite a lot. I got to move forwards, I got to move backwards, and the design of these domes was very much based around, you know, sort of circular movement up and down, backwards and forwards, and lots of... You had a lot more freedom of movement in this particular app. One of the difficulties I found, though, was you have to move via these sets of controllers. They're sort of hand-controlled. You can't just walk using your feet as you would. You know, you walk using joysticks and your thumbs, and you teleport, so it's... Your means of movement is different from how it would be in the real world. It took a longer time than anticipated to get to the end. And in many cases, as with Odysseus and his sailors and Aeolus's bag of winds, I ended up going right back to the beginning again quite a few times as well.
Yeah, it's like using stairs it's easier to fly than to use the stairs, is what I often find in these sorts of things, because it's so easy to fall off the edge of something, and all of those different forms of locomotion are just so transformed by it, and that's often the most difficult thing. Plus the amount of apps that have smooth locomotion rather than teleporting, because a split second of smooth locomotion and I have to stop because I just get motion sick immediately. And the whole idea of making people move through an environment by gradually, even just thinking about it, it's making me feel quite ill, rather than jumping in steps, you know, like teleporting step to step to step. But the idea of having to move slowly is just an anathema completely. But then for other people, it's the other way around. It removes that sense of immersion if they have to teleport. So yeah, I guess you can't please everybody. Rebecca, is that kind of basic operating thing that you find that you get pushed back, or you go back to square one quite easily? Is that something that you've experienced?
Yeah, absolutely. I get stuck in situations which I can't work out a way out of. And it's like, I'd better just quit and respawn somewhere. But I think another parallel for this is around the problem here is that even though these guys have been with Odysseus for 10, 11 years at this point, they clearly don't trust him. So he says, you know, I've got this bag, it's a present, you know, don't mess around with it, it's dangerous. And they go, well, it's probably full of gold and silver coins, let's open it. And I think there's a parallel there about developing trust between educators and learners, because people are much more open to learning from somebody they trust.
And they're less likely to do the wrong thing, I suppose, they're more likely to follow instructions. Yeah.
Kick up in a bag of wins.